All right, welcome back to Between the Lines. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders returning to the friendly terrain of Wisconsin tonight to kick off a swing through pivotal states, part of the Democratic Blue Wall strategy for 2020. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows that Donald Trump got a little bit of a bump in his favorability ratings. And we're going to get reaction from WisPolitics.com editor J.R. Ross coming up on the final segment of the show. So a measles outbreak is hitting the country since the beginning of the year. At least 465 cases of measles have been reported in the United States since January 1st. That's the second greatest number of cases reported in the U.S. since measles was eliminated, according to the CDC. And joining us on this segment of the show, Fond du Lac County Public Health Nurse Joyce Mann, Public Health Officer Kim Miller. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Pleasure having you on the show. Let me get both of your reaction. I saw this first on one of the national news programs talking about this outbreak. I think a lot of the focus has been on New York, where they've declared a public health emergency. But in other parts of the country, we've seen an increase in measles cases, all caused by people not vaccinating their kids. What was your reaction when you saw what was going on?
You know, I'm astounded by the number that we're seeing and actually very frightened. I mean, when you look at the amount of measles cases that we have now compared to what it was, you know, last year or 3 years ago, you know, we are increasing at a steady rate and it makes me very nervous. I think too many people, you know, us Wisconsinites, we look at that and we say, oh, wow, that's terrible. But, you know, what we need to be saying is, well, what are we going to do about it to help so it doesn't come here? You know, and we can't help if it comes here. You know, it could be here tomorrow. But what are we going to do?
But what we can do is hopefully with a well-vaccinated community, we should be able to stop it in its tracks if it comes here. And that's what our real mission is. You know, we know that it's endemic in some countries. I think people don't realize that Europe still sees measles cases on a routine basis. Usually starts in a community with somebody coming from one of those areas. But the key difference is if you have a well-vaccinated community, you can stop the spread.
Yeah, I noticed Wisconsin so far hasn't been a part of this outbreak.
But it's all around us.
Correct.
But it is. It is all around us. But it does raise some interesting ethical questions about balancing personal rights and public good. And it raises questions about what can states do and what states cannot legally do when responding to cases of communicable disease. The law right now recognizes the right of an individual to refuse medical intervention.
You know, the law also recognizes that, you know, it's your choice to get vaccinated or not. But let's say there is a positive case here in Wisconsin, and we're working to, you know, minimize the spread of that disease. It's not going to be that person's right if they're, you know, fully involved with this to go to school or to go to work, for example. Like, you will be held from going to school, from going to work, from, you know, frankly, leaving your dwelling if you are a suspect case. And so without that vaccination, you aren't protected from getting that disease. And it's our job to make sure that disease doesn't spread. And so right now we're asking people, you know, if you aren't vaccinated, look into your vaccination history. Make sure you are fully vaccinated from measles. Otherwise, there will be that potential that you won't be able to send your kids to school. Or even more so, if you do vaccinate your kiddos, what about the teachers? What about the staff? If they're not fully vaccinated, they're not going to be able to teach your kids.
Yeah, I mean, in this case, the outbreak has been caused by children who have not been vaccinated by the measles. So is, are their parents' actions posing a direct threat then to others?
You know, I would have to say yes, absolutely. I mean, if you're going to choose not to vaccinate your child and you're doing it for, you know, a personal conviction reason and there's no medical, you know, necessity to it, you not vaccinating your child would pose a risk for your child to potentially be spreading it to other children if they came in contact with that case.
What is it, Joyce, let me ask you this. What does this tell you that, I mean, we're talking about, and this is a serious outbreak.
Correct.
Across
the country. And a serious illness.
And we're talking about 98%, according to the CDC, the vast majority, about 98% of the parents across the country as a whole comply with state laws mandated schedule of vaccines for their children. We're talking about a tiny percentage.
It's a small percentage, but like I said, you know, that's really finding when you have pockets of people that choose not to vaccinate, that's where the disease can spread so quickly. You know, the statistics are if you put 10 people in a room who are unprotected because they haven't had vaccine and expose them to one person with measles, 9 out of 10 will get the disease. That's higher than any other disease I can think of. And it's not even about touching. It's just about shared airspace. So I think that is where public health has to balance. We always try to want to get people to cooperate and do the least restrictive things we can. We want to provide education about what their concerns are. I know providers are on board with that and are working very hard to have those one-on-one conversations with their parents or their clients as well about the what are the risks that the person is concerned about versus the risks of the disease that they're trying to protect them from.
Are parents who forego vaccination for measles placing their child and the community at risk?
Absolutely. It's as simple as that. Absolutely, they are. You know, that 98% that you did mention, it's important to note that, you know, that's of kids that are old enough to get that vaccine. So you can first get your first dose of MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, when you're 1 year old. So all of those newborns up to age one don't even have that chance of getting that vaccine yet. And so by us doing our due diligence and doing our job at protecting the best that we can, we're also protecting the individuals that are too young to get that vaccine. So it's important to note that of that 98%, you know, we're not even, that's of who can get that vaccine. There's a whole slew of people 1 year and under that can't get that vaccine yet, but they can get the disease.
But both of you are on this program and we're talking about it and educating the public. Does public health and do health professionals in general have to do a better job of educating, given all of the sources of information that are out there right now? Does there need to be a stronger message delivered by the health community about the importance of vaccinations? The CDC classifies vaccines as one of the top 10 public health achievements.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be silly to think we don't need to do a better job. I think at any given point, we can always do a better job and we can always present a stronger message to the families, to the folks that have the little ones that maybe aren't fully vaccinated. So, you know, whether it be a well check or it be a visit that a kid's coming in and they're just not feeling well, always looking at that vaccine record of that child. And if they're able to, you know, update it whenever they're in front of you and give that best message of what a parent should do to protect their kids. This is serious. And, you know, honestly, Greg, it isn't a if this ever happens type of a situation. It's a when. It's all around us. And to think that this isn't going to happen in the next weeks, months to come, you know, we would be silly. So right now, it's just a please look at your vaccine record. If you don't, or if you aren't fully vaccinated yourself, or your kiddos, please make sure you get vaccinated so you don't have to keep your kids home for an extended period of time because there's a case here. And Joyce, what's that year again?
What Kim's referring to is, for those of us who are older, if you were born before 1957, measles was so prevalent that you probably either had the disease or were exposed to it and built up natural immunity. So people over the age, born before 1957, you're considered immune. For others, we would recommend two doses of measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. It's 97% effective. That's the highest rate I can think of for any vaccine. It's simple and easy. I've had my two doses. It's easily tolerated. If you have concerns about or questions about the vaccine, we're here to help. You know, this is one of those that you can find lots of things on the internet, but is it really a reliable source? And the best sources of that information are the public health community and your healthcare providers. But let's have those conversations now, not when, oh my gosh, there's cases where I live, work, or play. We want people to be able to move about freely. We don't want to cause disruption in our community. And the tool that we have that's the best at preventing all of those disruptions is the measles vaccine.
Public health nurse Joyce Mann, Fond du Lac County public health officer Kim Miller, thank you both for joining us this morning. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.